Okay, this is Eric Olander, ICRT News, September 6th, 1990. This is the Forgotten Hostage Story, and suggested Q material goes as follows. Since the crisis in the Middle East began last month, there has been concern for the trapped Americans and Europeans who may be used as human shields against a U.S. attack. However, little has been said about the hundreds of thousands of Asian field workers who may die in refugee camps. ICRT News Los Angeles correspondent Eric Olander reports on the forgotten hostages. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. According to the New York Times, over 100,000 Asian refugees are camped out in deserts along the Iraqi-Jordanian border, with an additional 10,000 arriving daily. Food and water are scarce, and disease is on the verge of making life even more painful. It seems as if the world has forgotten all about them. The Western media instead has focused on a handful of American and European hostages. Over the years, the American media in particular has painted a picture of hostages only having blue eyes and white skin, never really paying attention to other races and colors. That is why many are calling the Asians trapped in the Middle East today the Forgotten Hostages. In spite of the press's apathy in this matter, Philippines President Corazon Aquino has taken an aggressive stand in repatriating some of the 50,000 Filipinos stranded in Jordan. Despite Aquino's efforts, Roy Gori of the Philippine Consulate in Los Angeles explains why third world countries like the Philippines are limited in what they can do.
In this situation, they don't have the bargaining position of the United States and the other great powers. And so that even, and they are dependent on the foreign exchange that are being earned by their people, and that puts them in a more difficult situation, actually.
In essence, the Asians stuck in the Middle East are reverse refugees, not people fleeing their homes, but people trying to get back to their homeland away from the risk of war. Eric Olander, ICRT News, Los Angeles.